and you do a terrible job of programming. It's not my fault, right? I just want to thank everybody again for participating. The address here is 4309 West Griswold, Griswold, Glendale, Arizona, A Republic, if you care. And if you want to use the zip, be my guest. Quite frankly, I'm all over being afraid of anything these jokers might want to attempt. Eric, fax number here is 435-9981. And the phone is 931-0585, area code 602. And Milt, Eric? Yeah, you got it, bud.
Is it too late to send the cards in to Illinois?
We have, no, it's not too late. In fact, just keep them coming. They encourage it.
All I address them?
Yeah, let Andy address them.
I forgot to cover on that the reason for the cards is we are going to take them and compile them for the media presentation later. But for the initial phase, the cards will be counted and the count will be given to the House Ways and Committee, and we will submit them on the steps of the White House as soon as we've completed the compilation. Our effective date for this is the day before Christmas or earlier. One reason for the day before Christmas is to circumvent what they're attempting or planning to do on the eve of Christmas. And that's one reason why we didn't want to go public with a lot of other announcements. We wanted that first presentation to occur. So, yes, you can go ahead and send them to Illinois. I don't have the address in Belmont. The P.O. box, I believe, is 8385. It has to be done according with the flyer addressed to Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Limited, and it has to have holder of largest real AU gold certificate under that. The reason for that is the company abrogated and stole our corporation using it, and they can't put that down. That's why we have to list it on the address. Mr. Russell Herman is the CEO. The U.S. Postal Service box 8385 is important because that's a special box, and it is manned and serviced by the Republic. It is not a box that is owned and paid for by the government under the post office. Belleville, Illinois, A Republic. You may use the zip if you wish, 62220. And make sure that in your address that you put your name, address, under the Republic of your state, and the zip. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot, everybody. God bless you all.
Mel, Jackie's dragging my backside. She wants you to repeat the date again. And for those gentlemen that are working for the company that are listening, I hope you learned a little bit and really check things out. I don't know how fat your retirement check is going to be.
Well, they are checking the mail. They might get a subpoena.
Joe, oh, here's Mel.
There?
Yes.
Because the operator kept coming in, and I said, because of the information, we will continue. We have run about almost 25 minutes over. I suggest to the participants here that for the call next Saturday, dollars should cover it because we had to cover the four telephone stations this morning. I did not have that included in, so I just hope that you participants will cover this $10 extra time and just follow the procedures, mail a check to me, and I know then after next Saturday, the next hookup on January 2nd will come under a different procedure of hooking everybody together because our numbers are going to get quite high. Really appreciate the information we received this morning. Thanks to John, Cy, and Andy, and I will be talking to you shortly there for update. Bye, buddy.
Keep listening for more information on a previous Cosmos meeting. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, I'm there. Quite frankly, I'll tell you right now, I'm a little bit humbled, a whole lot humbled, as a matter of fact, and I'm also honored to be able to bring this message out for those that have been in the Patriot movement for some time. What I'm going to have to say is going to blow your socks off. It's going to be almost impossible to believe that it has happened. And I'm going to preface my remarks with something that's very important, and I'll reiterate it at the end of this thing. Mr. said a long time ago. Heard of confidence in man that bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. And believe me, there's been a lot of binding that has been done over the last 30 years that you or myself or nobody has known anything about. I've been in the movement for some time now. I used to think that I had some kind of an idea and maybe a finger on the pulse of the Patriot movement in the United States. And I'll tell you right now, I didn't have a clue. I'm going to start out with my exposure to Cosmos Free Food Energy Marketing Limited, which was Wednesday, 11 November. I had an hour phone call with a gentleman named Andy Niccolo. After the hour, I told Andy that what he was telling me was very, very large, very huge, as a matter of fact, and that in order for me to believe any of it, I had to be sitting across the table from him, face to face, and not feel everything that was going on. I took my wife with me. We made an arrangement, and we sat with him for 4 hours in Yuma, Arizona, Andy Niccolo, myself, and my wife, Pam, who is listening right now. She has, in our lifetime together, demonstrated a positive capability of reading people, where they're coming from, what they really are, in a matter of seconds almost. And the time we have spent with Andy since has been much more than that, and we are convinced that he is coming straight from the horse's mouth, and they've done one hell of a job. We spent 4 hours with him on the 15th of November, several phone calls. We spent another 2 hours with him in San Diego on the 21st of November. And then on the 23rd of November, he wound up at our house, and we spent another 6 or 7 hours together. So the information I have, I cannot show and tell or feel. I cannot prove. And as I could go along, if I could show and tell or prove it, the establishment would be able to do the same, and Cosmos wouldn't have accomplished a damn thing. These people have done this work through tremendous secrecy, tremendous professionalism. Their army of workers that are out there globally are all paid professionals, some of them patriots, some of them are just professionals. 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, these gentlemen sort of got their heads together. They knew something was wrong, and they felt something had to be done about it, and they decided to take on the chore. The three directors of Cosmos, between the three of them, they have 27 degrees. Andy Niccolo, the gentleman that I've been in correspondence with, had 7 himself, 2 of them are PhDs. They had several reasons why they decided to do this. Andy's particular reason was the fact that he was a professor teaching graduate courses in California, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, they handed him a blue book and said, this is the way you're going to teach. They were just snuffing out the creativity right on the top side of our educational system. And that's when he stopped teaching. He hasn't taught since. The things that they have put together are enormous. They have total farm packages put together. And quite frankly, they're right in line with some of the things that Rush Lessons is doing right now. They have a total health system. This isn't the national health system or a social health system. It's a system of positive health care, health benefits, and it's complete in the form of the Republic and responsible individuals and not a welfare program. In the process of working on this project, they have become the largest corporation in the world. The largest corporation in the world. Some of the things that they control are absolutely enormous, and I'll just mention two. The mother of all computers in Belgium, it doesn't belong to Satan anymore, it belongs to us. Okay. In the process of their work, it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And today, their asset base earns $2.4 billion every day in interest. They have done the same thing that the controllers have done to us, only in reverse. They broke the code in the banking system, and they have been able to trace whatever they wanted to trace completely, an absolute positive paper trail, people identification, corporate identification, blind trust identification, the whole nine yards. In the process of doing this, they have identified monster criminal acts all over the place. And they have the document, the evidence, that can be prosecuted in common law, at common law, available. This prosecution will begin. It's going to take a very, very long time. And everybody on this horn are going to be involved eventually. But the starting date is 7th January. I'm not going to give you a time schedule right now, and I took notes, but this is sort of a tough I shot, Mel gave me 40 minutes, and I've got 30 years to cover, and it's not going to be real easy. Out of this $2.4 billion per day that is being earned right now, everything that Cosmos is and has managed to put together has been officially signed over to we, the people of the Republic of the United States. We own them, more or less. $1.2 billion of that earned interest right now, by agreement with Cosmos, is being used to float the collapsed system that exists today until the first part of January. And that's when things are all going to be reversed and put back, the beginning of putting it back in order. Cosmos has accomplished the recognition of the Republic of the United States with our international traders at this time. Cosmos is responsible for the Berlin Wall coming down in toto. They cut a deal with Germany some years back, and they told Germany that if you will repair your country, unify your country, pay for it from within, not ask for any help from the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund, Cosmos will back the German mark in gold. Cosmos has enough control right now, control of enough bullion to back every dollar, if you want to call it a dollar today, it will be a dollar very shortly, in circulation in the United States. So right now, this very minute, in fact, the German mark and the United States economy is in reality backed by gold. Very stuff, and I understand it, and I know there's questions being written down on pads at 9,000 miles an hour, or warp 9, whatever. So we'll talk about how they manage this thing a little bit. They have put stings on people. They stung Senator Dole and Elizabeth just this summer, and they have them filmed, time-dated filmed, signed documents that they signed, and is all they did. They wrote a letter to them, said there was a couple airplanes of gold in London. In the letter they wrote to him, they referenced the Dole secret banking account number, so that gave it validity. He said that all they had to do was fly over and pick it up, and they had this gold for the campaign this year. They jumped on two separate airplanes, and they were about 6 hours apart, and when they picked up their load, they signed the receipt, all of this was filmed. They arrived back at Scott Air Force Base, they unloaded. When they unloaded, they had boxes of letters of credit, no gold, and every letter of credit was on a bank that was under lien by Cosmos. And when I mention Cosmos today, I'm talking about we the people. Cosmos is the head of us. They have directed this project, and they have accomplished 147 common law liens in the bank in the United States. Essentially, the banking system of the United States is under lien right now. 127 international banks are under common law lien and are recognized. Securities and Exchange Commission is under lien. The largest insurance company in the United States is under lien, and their bonding company is liened. Essentially, everything is a bloody standstill right now. Our assets were stolen through essentially banking manipulation. When Cosmos broke the code, got in the back door, found out how all of this has happened, is all they did was reverse the process, and they have been whipped big time by the same way they whipped us. And I'll give you an example. These gentlemen, remember, we're talking about brilliant people. They hired professionals. The professionals were brilliant in their own areas of expertise. They knew that these covert fronts by the CIA and the State Department and the NSA and a few others were just corporate fronts. They identified the fronts, again, through the banking system. They went to the IRS, and they asked if these particular corporations had paid their taxes. They hadn't paid their taxes. They never do. So Cosmos said, we'll be more than happy to pay the taxes on these corporations. They paid the taxes on the corporation, went to the bank, changed the ownership, and just sat there. And the first thing you know, these money laundering fronts were inundated with huge deposits, but they didn't do anymore. They stopped right there. Cosmos just transferred the deposits into other entities that they're involved in and continued to build. The front people could not prosecute because they weren't about to expose what they were really doing. And I'm talking about deposits like $300 million in a whack that stopped. And naturally, all of this stopped when they found out that it wasn't moving on, it wasn't being laundered, but in the meantime, they lost their backside, big time. That's one thing. Another situation was Neil Bush is broke. He's on the bottom side of every ladder that you can imagine, and King George decided that he would set him up as the United States liaison in the rehabbing of the Cuban economy. They had this thing all put together big time. They went down to finalize the papers, etc. And when they got all done, Mr. Castro said, you know, this is fine. There's a few changes that have to be made, but we would like you to take these papers back to Cosmos because we will be working with them. Currently, we the people have a track. We have the track of the money transactions of the world. If there's unlawful money transactions, we know it, and it has been documented. The scenario that's coming down the pipe right now, and it has just recently happened. 3 months ago, when George Bush made the great speech to the United Nations, the United States Navy put their back up because it was in gross violation of their oath and the principles of the Constitution. They asked to have a meeting with Cosmos. They had this meeting, and they are in line with the Cosmos scenario. The only purpose of Cosmos from day one was to restore the Republic of the United States. That is the only purpose. These gentlemen, not one of them, have taken a dime from these assets that have been created. The entire asset base has been turned over to we the people of the Republic of the United States. December 5th and 6th, Cosmos will meet with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We do not feel that the Joint Chiefs are going to be any different than how the Navy was. The Navy is packing Cosmos completely. There will be a bank holiday on the 19th of December. No matter which way it goes, and there's a couple scenarios on this. One of them is George Bush was planning on creating the economic emergency that would enable him to affect the executive orders and put martial law intact. Cosmos has suggested that he doesn't do that. Quite frankly, George Bush knows right now the evidence we have on George Bush that will put him underneath an oak tree on a rope that isn't quite long enough to reach the ground. George Bush, Bill Clinton, the entire Clinton crowd, and from the Nixon era through the Clinton bunch, the evidence has been gathered completely. Cosmos has investigated the entire House and Senate. There are two clean congressmen in the House of Representatives. Two. A lot of you are aware of Henry Gonzalez's work in trying to impeach George Bush. The evidentiary papers that Congressman Gonzalez has were supplied by Cosmos. Before the 21st of January, we're quite certain that Clinton and Gore, the House Speaker, Senate President, and right on down the line, will pass on the presidential position of the United States of America. Congress has been briefed committee-wise, individual-wise, and none of them are going to go against this scenario. And the reason they don't, just last week, they went through the House Ways and Means Committee. They presented this scenario, and they said, this is why we think you should go along with this scenario. And they handed each one of them their own personal dossier of criminal acts. Choice. What this is, if you want to call it, it's blackmail by truth. There's no fraud involved. But the gentlemen that have been living by fraud, stealing by fraud, and raping the United States and her people by fraud will be held accountable. Everything that they have done has been at common law. And once this thing comes down, the major beginning will be the 7th of January. There will be public announcements complete by recognized TV personalities. The announcements in the major newspapers, the maps have already been done and are in place. The public will know what's coming down. What they have generated, what they have put in place, and it is an absolute peaceful transition from the corporate omnipotent government back to the Republican form, a government of the people by law. The scenario right now is Cosmos, all of the guys on the top, the three directors, are all seniors. I would guess that the youngest one is in late 60s or early 70s, and Andy is the youngest one. They are ready to turn it over to the younger people. They know of the brilliance and the talent that's out there in the Patriot Movement, and they are asking for them to come forward. The only thing that Cosmos has asked from the Patriot Movement right now is this 19-cent postcard witnessing corrupt criminal government. The minimum they want is two from each republic that complete the common law indictment. Two witnesses makes it so. They want two from each republic. They would love to have 50 million, but they want two. They'll be presented, not the cards themselves. The bags full of the cards will be placed as evidence with an IBM readout of the collation of all the grievances during the cards. The grievances will be prioritized and listed in the indictment. We are at a turning point. It's been a long time in coming, and what we're arranging right now, and I think it's one of the reasons why Andy was connected with me. I don't know what any of the other reasons are. And believe me, I only consider myself a conduit for information. I have done things that some people wouldn't want to do, but I have never done anything that I thought was not of the Constitution and not true. Anyhow, we have formed a unit called the Council on Domestic Relations. The agenda for the Council on Domestic Relations is to generate or facilitate the data required for the American public to redress the government successfully. I could go into that in detail and take a long time doing it, but the bottom line is it's a state-of-the-art, computer-based, computer data network, satellite, uplink, downlink, and our program is to put one of these databases in each area code in the United States, and to simplify things, somebody that's never been in a law library might be having a dialogue with a city councilman of his village, and you'll be able to take whatever subject this is about and address this computer, and the computer will spit out a brief, at-law, proper form, proper mechanics that will bury the sucker if he's trying to put something out that is against the Constitution. This database will enhance the redress of government tremendously and, quite frankly, get a hell of a lot of people involved in the Patriot Movement very, very fast. In the process of our meeting in San Diego on the 21st, I met another gentleman that was there only to find out what Cosmos was. As we sat down and talked to this man, he's involved with an outfit called We the People of the Constitution. That's their full title, and it must not be confused with the current We the People outfit that's out right now that we know of. We the People of the Constitution are 10 million strong. They've been doing essentially the same investigative work that Cosmos has been doing for 28 years. I have no numbers at all on the Cosmos manpower. I do know that they're bringing a common law situation in Southern California right now. It's big. Bush is involved. $586 million fraud is involved. Bush's major front for his finances is involved. And they felt that there may be a little brouhaha and they might want to become a little violent. So as all Cosmos did is import 4,000 security people and make sure that everything went peacefully. The other thing that I want to mention, and this is hard to believe, again, everything I said I'm sure is hard to believe. I'm connected right now with two gentlemen that are in the process, and can process and manufacture the force of light. The light force, Christ's material that Moses used, Christ material that was available to Jesus Christ and some of his disciples. They call it mono. It's derived from the gold atom. It's a white powder. It heals. It's a room temperature superconductor. Anybody that's messing around with physics, if you have any idea what that does, it blows your mind. Room temperature superconductor plugged into the right situation will enable a 400,000 pound piece of steel literally to levitate, and all you have to do is provide a propulsion. I mean levitate. It defies gravity, neutralizes gravity. It heals. It is what life is all about, primarily. And it has been available to all of people in the world for years and years and years, but the controllers, either religion or the government, have kept it from the people, but it is specifically described in most of the ancient scrolls, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and all of them that they're uncovering in the caves around today. So what I relate to you is the technology. The work that has been done has established, quite frankly, right now, a Republican form recognized by the international traders. And when Cosmos pulls the trigger, coming up the end of this month, on the 7th of January, then it will be time for the American people to go to work on each state and clean those states up. They've opened the door. They've regenerated a free market, our economic liberty, and it's our turn to take control and use the mandate that we have. And we are the only ones that can enforce that mandate. The Constitution of the United States is our baby, and in order to keep it, we have to do the job. Cosmos has done one fantastic, wondrous job of opening the door for us. And the bottom line, everyone that has been involved in the rape of our people will be held accountable. At common law, there are no immunities. And I did it in less than 40 minutes. Milt, what do you want me to cover that you think I missed?
The holiday of December 19th, what do you suggest in regards to the CDs going into treasury bonds and so forth?
Okay, the bank holiday on December 19th, the one scenario was the Bush crowd, the establishment planned on closing the banks down and taking the gold out of the depositories. By the way, our gold is still in the United States. Taking them out of the various depositories of the National Bank and skipping out with it. Quite frankly, they have a terrible time. Cosmos owns one of the two keys for two gold repositories right now. They can't move that. They can't even get in. But Cosmos has recommended that the bank holiday be a very short holiday, and when they open up, the establishment announce to the people that the currency in circulation is backed by gold, and let it be at that. If they don't do that, if they close the banks down and smother them, Cosmos is prepared. The bank charters are in place. A bank charter is a location. That's all. There are hundreds of thousands of bankers that aren't in business right now because they don't like dirty work. They are ready to go to work right now on free market, hard currency banks at these bank charters across the country. And if the crowd doesn't go along, we will instantaneously open up these banks with current charters, and anybody that has a legitimate deposit anywhere else will get his money, and it will be secured at these new banks. The people that will be held accountable will be the officers and the stockholders of the bank that go down, not the United States taxpayer. Cosmos recommends, in the time being, that you maybe not have a whole lot in the stock market, seeing that it is lean, it is going to take a dive, not totally, but some of it, big time. They recommend that you put your liquidity into either treasury bonds or plain old money, cash, because it will be traded one for one. If you have a legitimate bank account, it will be yours, and when the dust settles, it'll be one for one. It's just the difference. It won't be a debt note. It will be a piece of currency backed by metal. I'm sorry? You're cutting in and out real bad.
How is Henry Gonzalez going to come into the picture there?
Okay. People involved in the administration right now, including Clinton, they have all been briefed. They all know what their dirty laundry is ready to be public knowledge, and it's their choice. If they want their dirty laundry to be public knowledge, go ahead and take the step forward and put your hand up and put your hand in the Bible and go for it. And the next day, they'll come down for treason. They don't want that. And as the seniority goes, as the selection of the president goes, in a transition time like this, they go right down the seniority list until they get to a clean individual. Congress has been briefed, and they know who the clean ones are, and the dirty ones aren't about to step forward.
Over again, you do a terrible job of programming. It's not my fault, right? I just want to thank everybody again for participating. The address here is 4309 West Griswold, Griswold. Glendale, Arizona. A Republic, if you care. And if you want to use the zip, be my guest. Quite frankly, I'm all over being afraid of anything these jokers might want to attempt. Eric, fax number here is 435-9981. And the phone is 931-0585, area code 602. And Milt?
Eric?
Yeah, you got it, bud.
Is it too late to send the cards in to Illinois?
No, it's not too late. In fact, just keep them coming. They encourage it. Let Andy address them.
I forgot to cover on that the reason for the cards is we are going to take them and compile them for the media presentation later. But for the initial phase, the cards will be counted and the count will be given to the House Ways and Committee, and we will submit them on the steps of the White House as soon as we've completed the compilation. Our effective date for this is the day before Christmas or earlier. One reason for the day before Christmas is to circumvent what they're attempting or planning to do on the eve of Christmas. And that's one reason why we didn't want to go public with a lot of other announcements. We wanted that first presentation to occur. So, yes, you can go ahead and send them to Illinois. I don't have the address in Belmont. The P.O. box, I believe, is 8385. I don't have my glasses. Oh, I got it. It has to be done according with the flyer addressed to Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Limited, and it has to have holder of largest real AU gold certificate under that. The reason for that is the company abrogated and stole our corporation using it, and they can't put that down. That's why we have to list it on the address. Mr. Russell Herman is the CEO. The U.S. Postal Service box 8385 is important because that's a special box, and it is manned and serviced by the Republic. It is not a box that is owned and paid for by the government under the post office. Belleville, Illinois, A Republic. You may use the zip if you wish, 62220. And make sure that in your address that you put your name, address, under the Republic of your state, and the zip. Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot, everybody. God bless you all. Jackie's right in my backside. She wants you to repeat the date again. And for those gentlemen that are working for the company that are listening, I hope you learned a little bit and really check things out. I don't know how fat your retirement check is going to be.
Well, they are checking the mail. They might get a subpoena.
Joe, oh, here's Mel.
There?
Yes.
Because the operator kept coming in, and I said, because of the information, we will continue. We have run about almost 25 minutes over. I suggest to the participants here that for the call next Saturday, dollars should cover it because we had to cover the four telephone stations this morning. I did not have that included in, so I just hope that you participants will cover this $10 extra time and just follow the procedures, mail a check to me, and I know then after next Saturday, the next hookup on January 2nd will come under a different procedure of hooking everybody together because our numbers are going to get quite high. Really appreciate the information we received this morning. Thanks to John, Cy, and Andy, and I will be talking to you shortly there for update. Bye, buddy.
Keep listening for more information on a previous Cosmos meeting. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. You're on, Bar. Quite frankly, I'll tell you right now, I'm a little bit humbled, a whole lot humbled, as a matter of fact, and I'm also honored to be able to bring this message out for those that have been in the Patriot movement for some time. What I'm going to have to say is going to blow your socks off. It's going to be almost impossible to believe that it has happened. And I'm going to preface my remarks with something that's very important, and I'll reiterate it at the end of this thing. Mr. Jefferson said a long time ago, "Heard of confidence in man that bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution." And believe me, there's been a lot of binding that has been done over the last 30 years that you nor Ed, or myself or nobody has known anything about. I've been in the movement for some time now. I used to think that I had some kind of an idea and maybe a finger on the pulse of the Patriot movement in the United States. And I'll tell you right now, I didn't have a clue. I'm going to start out with my exposure to Cosmos Free Food Energy Marketing Limited, which was Wednesday, 11 November. I had an hour phone call with a gentleman named Andy Niccolo. After the hour, I told Andy that what he was telling me was very, very large, very huge, as a matter of fact, and that in order for me to believe any of it, I had to be sitting across the table from him, face to face, and not feel everything that was going on. I took my wife with me, we made an arrangement, and we sat with him for 4 hours in Yuma, Arizona, Andy Niccolo, myself, and my wife, Pam, who is listening right now. She has, in our lifetime together, demonstrated a positive capability of reading people, where they're coming from, what they really are, in a matter of seconds almost. And the time we have spent with Andy since has been much more than that, and we are convinced that he is coming straight from the horse's mouth, and they've done one hell of a job. We spent 4 hours with him on the 15th of November, several phone calls. We spent another 2 hours with him in San Diego on the 21st of November. And then on the 23rd of November, he wound up at our house, and we spent another 6 or 7 hours together. So the information I have, I cannot show and tell or feel. I cannot prove. And as I could go along, if I could show and tell or prove it, the establishment would be able to do the same, and Cosmos wouldn't have accomplished a damn thing. These people have done this work through tremendous secrecy, tremendous professionalism. Their army of workers that are out there globally are all paid professionals. Some of them patriots, some of them are just professionals. 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, these gentlemen sort of got their heads together. They knew something was wrong, and they felt something had to be done about it, and they decided to take on the chore. The three directors of Cosmos, between the three of them, they have 27 degrees. Andy Niccolo, the gentleman that I've been in correspondence with, had 7 himself, 2 of them are PhDs. They had several reasons why they decided to do this. Andy's particular reason was the fact that he was a professor teaching graduate courses in California, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, they handed him a blue book and said, this is the way you're going to teach. They were just snuffing out the creativity right on the top side of our educational system. And that's when he stopped teaching. He hasn't taught since. The things that they have put together are enormous. They have total farm packages put together. And quite frankly, they're right in line with some of the things that Rush Lessons is doing right now. They have a total health system. This isn't the national health system or a social health system. It's a system of positive health care, health benefits, and it's complete in the form of the republic and responsible individuals and not a welfare program. In the process of working on this project, they have become the largest corporation in the world. The largest corporation in the world. Some of the things that they control are absolutely enormous, and I'll just mention two. The mother of all computers in Belgium, it doesn't belong to Satan anymore, it belongs to us. Okay. In the process of their work, it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And today, their asset base earns $2.4 billion every day in interest. They have done the same thing that the controllers have done to us, only in reverse. They broke the code in the banking system, and they have been able to trace whatever they wanted to trace completely, an absolute positive paper trail, people identification, corporate identification, blind trust identification, the whole nine yards. In the process of doing this, they have identified monster criminal acts all over the place, and they have the document, the evidence, that can be prosecuted in common law, at common law, available. This prosecution will begin. It's going to take a very, very long time, and everybody on this horn are going to be involved eventually. But the starting date is 7 January. I'm not going to give you a time schedule right now, and I took notes, but this is sort of a tough shot. Mel gave me 40 minutes, and I've got 30 years to cover, and it's not going to be real easy. Out of this $2.4 billion per day that is being earned right now, everything that Cosmos is and has managed to put together has been officially signed over to we the people of the Republic of the United States. We own them, more or less. $1.2 billion of that earned interest right now, by agreement with Cosmos, is being used to float the collapsed system that exists today until the first part of January. And that's when things are all going to be reversed and put back, the beginning of putting it back in order. Cosmos has accomplished the recognition of the Republic of the United States with our international traders at this time. Cosmos is responsible for the Berlin Wall coming down in toto. They cut a deal with Germany some years back, and they told Germany that if you will repair your country, unify your country, pay for it from within, not ask for any help from the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund, Cosmos will back the German mark in gold. Cosmos has enough control, right now, control of enough bullion to back every dollar, if you want to call it a dollar today, it will be a dollar very shortly, in circulation in the United States. So right now, this very minute, in fact, the German mark and the United States economy is in reality backed by gold. Pretty stuff, and I understand it, and I know there's questions being written down on pads at 9,000 miles an hour, or warp 9, whatever. So we'll talk about how they manage this thing a little bit. They have put stings on people. They stung Senator Dole and Elizabeth just this summer, and they have them filmed, time-dated filmed, signed documents that they signed, and is all they did. They wrote a letter to them, said there was a couple airplanes of gold in London. In the letter they wrote to him, they referenced the Dole secret banking account number, so that gave it validity. He said that all they had to do was fly over and pick it up, and they had this gold for the campaign this year. They jumped on two separate airplanes, and they were about 6 hours apart, and when they picked up their load, they signed the receipts, all of this was filmed. They arrived back at Scott Air Force Base, they unloaded. When they unloaded, they had boxes of letters of credit, no gold, and every letter of credit was on a bank that was under lien by Cosmos. And when I mention Cosmos today, I'm talking about we the people. Cosmos is the head of us. They have directed this project, and they have accomplished 147 common law liens in the bank in the United States. Essentially, the banking system of the United States is under lien right now. 127 international banks are under common law lien and are recognized. Securities and Exchange Commission is under lien. The largest insurance company in the United States is under lien, and their bonding company is liened. Essentially, everything is a bloody standstill right now. Our assets were stolen through essentially banking manipulation. When Cosmos broke the code, got in the back door, found out how all of this has happened, is all they did was reverse the process, and they have been whipped big time by the same way they whipped us. And I'll give you an example. These gentlemen, remember, we're talking about brilliant people. They hired professionals. The professionals were brilliant in their own areas of expertise. They knew that these covert fronts by the CIA and the State Department and the NSA and a few others are just corporate fronts. They identified the fronts, again, through the banking system. They went to the IRS, and they asked if these particular corporations had paid their taxes. They hadn't paid their taxes. They never do. So Cosmos said, we'll be more than happy to pay the taxes on these corporations. They paid the taxes on the corporation, went to the bank, changed the ownership, and just sat there. And the first thing you know, these money laundering fronts are inundated with huge deposits. But they didn't do anymore. They stopped right there. Cosmos just transferred the deposits into other entities that they're involved in and continued to build. The front people could not prosecute because they weren't about to expose what they were really doing. And I'm talking about deposits like $300 million in a whack that stopped. And naturally, all of this stopped when they found out that it wasn't moving on, it wasn't being laundered. But in the meantime, they lost their backside at big time. That's one thing. Another situation was Neil Bush is broke. He's on the bottom side of every ladder that you can imagine. And King George decided that he would set him up as the United States liaison in the rehabbing of the Cuban economy. They had this thing all put together big time. They went down to finalize the papers, etc. And when they got all done, Mr. Castro said, you know, this is fine. There's a few changes that have to be made, but we would like you to take these papers back to Cosmos because we will be working with them. Currently, we the people have a track. We have the track of the money transactions of the world. If there's unlawful money transactions, we know it, and it has been documented. The scenario that's coming down to fight right now, and it has just recently happened. 3 months ago, when George Bush made the great speech to the United Nations, the United States Navy put their back up because it was in gross violation of their oath and the principles of the Constitution. They asked to have a meeting with Cosmos. They had this meeting, and they are in line with the Cosmos scenario. The only purpose of Cosmos from day one was to restore the Republic of the United States. That is the only purpose. These gentlemen, not one of them, have taken a dime from these assets that have been created. The entire asset base has been turned over to we the people of the Republic of the United States. December 5th and 6th, Cosmos will meet with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We do not feel that the Joint Chiefs are going to be any different than how the Navy was. The Navy is packing Cosmos completely. There will be a bank holiday on the 19th of December. No matter which way it goes, and there's a couple scenarios on this. One of them is George Bush was planning on creating the economic emergency that would enable him to affect executive orders and put martial law intact. Cosmos has suggested that he doesn't do that. Quite frankly, George Bush knows right now the evidence we have on George Bush that will put him underneath an oak tree on a rope that isn't quite long enough to reach the ground. George Bush, Bill Clinton, the entire Clinton crowd, and from the Nixon era through the Clinton bunch, the evidence has been gathered completely. Cosmos has investigated the entire House and Senate. There are two clean congressmen in the House of Representatives. Two. A lot of you are aware of Henry Gonzalez's work in trying to impeach George Bush. The evidentiary papers that Congressman Gonzalez has were supplied by Cosmos. Before the 21st of January, we're quite certain that Clinton and Gore, the House Speaker, Senate President, and right on the down the line, will pass on the presidential position of the United States of America. Congress has been briefed committee-wise, individual-wise, and none of them are going to go against this scenario. And the reason they don't, just last week, they went through the House Ways and Means Committee. They presented this scenario, and they said, this is why we think you should go along with this scenario. And they handed each one of them their own personal dossier of criminal acts. Choice. What this is, if you want to call it, it's blackmail by truth. There's no fraud involved. But the gentlemen that have been living by fraud, stealing by fraud, and raping the United States and her people by fraud, will be held accountable. Everything that they have done has been at common law. And once this thing comes down, the major beginning will be the 7th of January. There will be public announcements complete by recognized TV personalities. The announcements in the major newspapers, the maps have already been done and are in place. The public will know what's coming down. What they have generated, what they have put in place, and it is an absolute peaceful transition from the corporate omnipotent government back to the Republican form, a government of the people by law. The scenario right now is Cosmos. All of the guys on the top, the three directors, are all seniors. I would guess that the youngest one is in late 60s or early 70s, and Andy is the youngest one. They are ready to turn it over to the younger people. They know of the brilliance and the talent that's out there in the Patriot Movement, and they are asking for them to come forward. The only thing that Cosmos has asked from the Patriot Movement right now is this 19-cent postcard witnessing corrupt criminal government. The minimum they want is two from each republic that complete the common law indictment. Two witnesses makes it so. They want two from each republic. They would love to have 50 million, but they want two. They'll be presented, not the cards themselves. The bags full of the cards will be placed as evidence with an IBM readout of the collation of all the grievances during the cards. The grievances will be prioritized and listed in the indictment. We are at a turning point. It's been a long time in coming, and what we're arranging right now, and I think it's one of the reasons why Andy was connected with me. I don't know what any of the other reasons are. And believe me, I only consider myself a conduit for information. I have done things that some people wouldn't want to do, but I have never done anything that I thought was not of the Constitution and not true. Anyhow, we have formed a unit called the Council on Domestic Relations. The agenda for the Council on Domestic Relations is to generate or facilitate the data required for the American public to redress the government successfully. I could go into that in detail and take a long time doing it, but the bottom line is that the state-of-the-art computer-based, computer data network, satellite, uplink, downlink, and our program is to put one of these databases in each area code in the United States, and to simplify things, somebody that's never been in a law library might be having a dialogue with a city councilman of his village, and you'll be able to take whatever subject this is about and address this computer, and the computer will spit out a brief, at-law, proper form, proper mechanics that will bury the sucker if he's trying to put something out that is against the Constitution. This database will enhance the redress of government tremendously and, quite frankly, get a hell of a lot of people involved in the Patriot Movement very, very fast. In the process of our meeting in San Diego on the 21st, I met another gentleman that was there only to find out what Cosmos was. As we sat down and talked to this man, he's involved with an outfit called We the People of the Constitution. That's their full title, and it must not be confused with the current We the People outfit that's out right now that we know of. We the People of the Constitution are 10 million strong. They've been doing essentially the same investigative work that Cosmos has been doing for 28 years. I have no numbers at all on the Cosmos manpower. I do know that they're bringing a common law situation in Southern California right now. It's big. Bush is involved. $586 million fraud is involved. Bush's major front for his finances is involved. And they felt that there may be a little brouhaha and they might want to become a little violent. So as all Cosmos did is import 4,000 security people and make sure that everything went peacefully. The other thing that I want to mention, and this is hard to believe. Again, everything I said, I'm sure is hard to believe. I'm connected right now with two gentlemen that are in the process, and can process and manufacture the force of light. The light force, Christ material that Moses used, Christ material that was available to Jesus Christ and some of his disciples. They call it mono. It's derived from the gold atom. It's a white powder. It heals. It's a room temperature superconductor. Anybody that's messing around with physics, if you have any idea what that does, it blows your mind. Room temperature superconductor plugged into the right situation will enable a 400,000 pound piece of steel literally to levitate, and all you have to do is provide a propulsion. I mean levitate. It defies gravity, neutralizes gravity. It heals. It is what life is all about, primarily. And it has been available to all of people in the world for years and years and years, but the controllers, either religion or the government, have kept it from the people, but it is specifically described in most of the ancient scrolls, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and all of them that they're uncovering in the caves around today. So what I relate to you is the technology, the work that has been done has established, quite frankly, right now, a Republican form recognized by the international traders. And when Cosmos pulls the trigger, coming up the end of this month, on the 7th of January, then it will be time for the American people to go to work on each state and clean those states up. They've opened the door. They've regenerated a free market, our economic liberty, and it's our turn to take control and use the mandate that we have. And we are the only ones that can enforce that mandate. The Constitution of the United States is our baby, and in order to keep it, we have to do the job. Cosmos has done one fantastic, wondrous job of opening the door for us. And the bottom line, everyone that has been involved in the rape of our people will be held accountable. At common law, there are no immunities. And I did it in less than 40 minutes. Milt, what do you want me to cover that you think I missed?
The holiday of December 19th, what do you suggest in regards to the CDs going into treasury bonds and so forth?
Okay, the bank holiday on December 19th, the one scenario was the Bush crowd, the establishment planned on closing the banks down and taking the gold out of the depositories. By the way, our gold is still in the United States. Taking them out of the various depositories in the national bank and skipping out with it. Quite frankly, they have a terrible time. Cosmos owns one of the two keys for two gold repositories right now. They can't move that. They can't even get in. But Cosmos has recommended that the bank holiday be a very short holiday, and when they open up, the establishment announce to the people that the currency in circulation is backed by gold, and let it be at that. If they don't do that, if they close the banks down and smother them, Cosmos is prepared. The bank charters are in place. A bank charter is a location. That's all. There are hundreds of thousands of bankers that aren't in business right now because they don't like dirty work. They are ready to go to work right now on free market, hard currency banks at these bank charters across the country. And if the crowd doesn't go along, we will instantaneously open up these banks with current charters, and anybody that has a legitimate deposit anywhere else will get his money, and it will be secured at these new banks. The people that will be held accountable will be the officers and the stockholders of the banks that go down, not the United States taxpayer. Cosmos recommends, in the time being, that you maybe not have a whole lot in the stock market, seeing that it is lean, it is going to take a dive, not totally, but some of it, big time. They recommend that you put your liquidity into either treasury bonds or plain old money, cash, because it will be traded one for one. If you have a legitimate bank account, it will be yours, and when the dust settles, it'll be one for one. It's just the difference. It won't be a debt note. It will be a piece of currency backed by metal. I'm sorry? You're cutting in and out real bad.
How is Henry Gonzalez going to come into the picture there?
Okay. People involved in the administration right now, including Clinton, they have all been briefed. They all know what their dirty laundry is ready to be public knowledge, and it's their choice. If they want their dirty laundry to be public knowledge, go ahead and take the step forward and put your hand up and put your hand in the Bible and go for it. And the next day, they'll come down for treason. They don't want that. And as the seniority goes, as the selection of the president goes, in a transition time like this, they go right down the seniority list until they get to a clean individual. Congress has been briefed, and they know who the clean ones are, and the dirty ones aren't about to step forward.